Council.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise, coming to you live from Big Bear Lake, California. I'm at the Lagunita Lodge right here on the South Shore. So did I get that right? North Shore, South Shore? I'm kind of challenged when it comes to that. And yes, we are here on the South Shore. I'm looking across the lake as we speak at the observatory that is over there. And we have just had the first hour of the show, which we normally come on at 11 o'clock, and we were here at 11 o'clock. We just had Cowboy, the owl, horn-rimmed owl. And everybody, all the kids here at the Lagunita Lodge, they're all looking for the lady with the owl. They just, a whole bunch of them came through. Where did she go, the lady with the owl? So lots of fun. Big Bear Lake, I am having a great time up here. The last time I was here was 2009. I was looking through my notes, and everything is just as spectacular as it was then, but even better. A lot of things have been happening here. They've put a renovation downtown in the village, totally renovated. I've met so many people from the Coachella Valley that have been here all summer long, or just they came up for a week or two to get away from the heat, or just for the weekend. Lots of things that I have been doing here in Big Bear. I was on a helicopter. We're going to talk about that. I've been playing some golf. I went to the zoo. I have been out fine dining. I've been to the village. Lots of things for me, and I frankly just probably need another week to get more things accomplished. No skiing, though. There is no snow up here right now. It is a little cloudy today. There are a chance of rain from what I hear. In fact, it looks like it might be raining off to the right as we speak right about now. But it is spectacular, and it's been warm. The weather here in Big Bear has been right around 77, 78 degrees, so very, very pleasant for all the boating. The lake has been full of people boating and fishing and having just a great time. And there are so many ways to spend your time in Big Bear, at Big Bear Lake here. You can do the RVs, you could do the timeshares, there are hotels, lots of lodging. But for me, this trip, I'm right here at the Lagunita Lodge, and it really is a beautiful timeshare facility that is also a hotel. And what that means? That means your room is going to be very nice and very large. There's a fireplace, sliding glass doors out to the balcony, lake views. You have a full kitchen, refrigerator, microwave, stove. You have a dining area, two televisions, huge bathroom, closet to store all your skis or golf clubs or whatever you want. And all that is right here at the Lagunita Lodge. And you'll be able to see all that on Traveling with Françoise when I get everything posted. The links to all the properties, everything I have been doing here in Big Bear, will be on the website travelingwithfrancoise.com. The website for the lodge, though, you might want to check it out now, because I think there's probably another good month, September, before it gets really chilly, and hopefully they'll have a very strong snow season. And if you're into skiing, definitely the place to stay. Go to their website, lagunitalodge.com. It's lagunitalodge.com, or just wait until I post it on the website. And thanks to the Lagunita Lodge folks here, Scott Crawford, we are giving away a fantastic Big Bear getaway. But you'll find out more about that next week on KESQ and on next week's show. Right now, I want to tell you what is going on, what's happening here in Big Bear Lake. But I also want to thank Mike Thompson's RV Superstore for presenting Traveling with Françoise, because they certainly helped me get out and about. So we want to thank Mike Thompson's RV Superstore and all of the sponsors of Traveling with Françoise. Go to the website again to check out who they are and tell them you heard about them on the show. Back in the station is our technical director, Miss Valley Harvey, who you are drooling over all the food. The food. What do you think, Valley?
I think I would come to Big Bear just to see Cowboy the Owl.
The Owl. Oh, my. I didn't even notice that he was missing a wing. And sorry that you missed that, folks, but that was on the first hour of the show for our Arizona friends who only get this hour of the show. But for the rest of you that have been listening online, you have heard. I tried to talk to Cowboy, but he didn't have
home. Were you afraid of him? Little?
Birds? I am a little afraid of birds. I don't even know why. I don't remember.
He knew it.
He did know it. She was laughing, and he was kind of huffing and puffing at me, and I tried to act. I stood next to him. I have a picture. I tried to act very cool, but he could tell.
What did he do? You got too close, and what, did he hiss at you or something?
He looked at me and just started. I thought he was going to bite me, but he didn't.
Oh,
he was
fun.
Very well-mannered.
You're having a great time up there.
I have been having a fabulous time. I can't wait to talk about about my helicopter ride and all sorts of things that I've been doing and the wonderful food I've had at the Pine and the Popcorn Grill. I have a, what is it?
Bread pudding
sitting next to me, the pulled pork sandwich behind me, club sandwich. Yeah, lots of
food. So you're coming back to the station today, right?
Yeah, right. I'll just drop it all off for you.
That was now. Made especially by the chef for you, wasn't it?
Yes, I know. Very, very nice. Everyone up here in Big Bear is so pleasant, so nice. They love where they live. You can tell. They really love their mountain folk. They love living in the mountain. They love everything about the mountain area, and that's really how it should be.
Yeah, I think I would too.
Yeah, you need to love where you live. That's a good thing. We love where we live. Just by the end of the summer, we've had it with the heat.
That's right.
And then it cools off, and we forget all about it until next season, next summer. And that's the way we do it. Well, Valley, good to have you with us again, as always.
Good to be here.
Now, I was not on KESQ yesterday because I was here. I will be on KESQ next Saturday morning at 6:40 a.m. where they look at Big Bear Lake. And so you don't want to miss it. And I will break the news on what you could win, your very own trip to Big Bear Lake. And it's not one night, and it's not two nights. And I'm leaving it at that with some other little goodies that go with it. Big Bear has been around for a long time. Yes, it was actually founded by the Indians about some 2,000 some years ago is what my paper is saying. But also there was a big gold rush in the 1800s. The gold rush actually set Big Bear Lake on the map for us Americans. Yes, we didn't know much about Big Bear. We didn't know it was up here. There was a few stragglers, but yes, the gold rush brought a lot of attention and a lot of people. And by a horse and carriage, yes, if you were in a horse-drawn carriage, it only took you 2 days to get up here. That's all. Just 2 full days. Yeah, can you imagine that? To get up here. But once you were here, again, magnificent, and you were certainly glad that you made it, unless it was during the snow. Maybe in a horse and carriage in the snow might have been a little tough, but during the summertime, what a nice ride. Now, it only took me about 2 hours from the Coachella Valley, and I did come up the back way through Landers, and that is 62. Then you make a turn on Old Woman Springs Road or something, and then you see 18. They have you turn and go up the mountain. For me, I'm not a big mountain driving person. I don't mind driving it, but it works a little bit on my equilibrium, so I try to take the shortest mountain route that gets me up the hill, and for me that was very easy to get up the hill. Not a lot of traffic makes it very nice, so that works perfectly for my type of driving. However, you can go up 38 or 330. There's different ways to go. You can take the freeway, and if you're on the 210, there is an exit. That's the 330 that will take you right up here to Big Bear, where they have fine dining, casual dining, 73 restaurants in total, and a nice variety. I was fortunate enough to eat at two of them. The Pines, I'm surrounded by so much information. The Pines Lakefront and then the Peppercorn Grill. I had evening out, two nights in a row, wonderful dinners at both places, and then, of course, I was brought some delicious food here waiting for me when I'm done. So I have lunch already waiting for me. Coming up at Big Bear, they're going to have the big Oktoberfest that will be here. That starts next weekend, and that runs all the way until October 25th. If you're a big Oktoberfest fan, they're going to have imported live music imported from Germany. This is going to be the rockin' place, Oktoberfest, on all the weekends. So come on up to Big Bear Lake to spend Oktoberfest, which will run through, what did I say here? The dates, October 25th. So it starts September 13th all the way through October 25th. So a lot of stuff happening up in Big Bear. Concerts. They have the concerts for the zoo. They have the sunken pirate ship. They have the helicopter rides. Well, this pirate ship's not sunk anymore. It was sunk, but now it's floating again, and you can ride on that. That was in the news. In fact, that was a big story across the world that the pirate ship sank here in Big Bear. Of all things, people seem to be picking up on that pirate ship story, but the pirate ship has uprighted, all the water's gone, back to normal, and it's out there cruising around on the lake, along with the paddle wheel, along with all the other boats out there that people are out there cruising around, all the private boats, lots of skiing. So many things going on here in Big Bear Lake. Phew, I don't even know where to start, but I think what I will do is step aside for a moment, so I can regain my composure here, get all my notes in front of me in an orderly fashion. Cowboy the Owl kind of had me a little distracted, so we will step aside for a minute. When we come back, we're going to find out a lot more about what is happening in Big Bear, courtesy of the Big Bear Visitors Bureau. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Traveling with Francoise on Money Radio.
The deal is in the desert at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. Shop over 200 new VWs or quality pre-owned vehicles, all with incredibly low prices and payments at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. And don't worry about your credit. Our goal is 100% credit approval. Drive a little, save a lot at Coachella Valley Volkswagen on Barner Road, just west of Washington Street off the 10 Highway. Call 855-BUY-A-VW or click CoachellaValleyVolkswagen.com.
If your lifestyle revolves around your golf game, why not live in a world that complements that lifestyle? Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert is a golfer's dream. Two spectacular Arnold Palmer signature 18-hole courses are the heart of Indian Ridge. Add to that 7 golf pros on staff ready to assist the new or experienced golfer, great practice facilities, and active golf programs. To find out how you can make this dream come true, contact Indian Ridge Country Club at IndianRidgeCC.com or call 760-772-7281.
Hi, I'm Jan Boydston, also known as the Gadget Gal, and the owner of Kitchen Kitchen in Indian Wells. At Kitchen Kitchen, we go where no other kitchen store has gone before. Experience Kitchen Kitchen at the corner of Highway 111 and Cook Street in Indian Wells, or visit us online at kitchenkitchen.com. If you need it or want it, we have it at Kitchen Kitchen for the chef in you.
Do you know what makes me smile? Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage, offering lunch, dinner, and takeout for over 8 years to locals and visitors. Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage is open daily, serving all of your favorites from Pad Thai to Red Mountain. So let Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage put a smile on your face. Located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and 111. Reservations are suggested, so please call 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. Or visit their website at mythaismile.com.
Need an affordable and luxurious town car, limousine, or coach? Call Classy Transportation. Looking for airport service, outlet and festival shuttles, celebrity home tours, and more? Then call Classy Transportation. With 17 years of transportation experience, local owners and operators, Robin and Kevin Burns, want you to have fun the classy way. For more information or to reserve your ride, call 760-325-5900 or visit us on the web at Classy with an I, transportation.com.
B. Alston's Jewelers, a full-service jewelry store. B. Alston's Jewelers, let our family take care of yours. We'll make a custom piece for a special moment and create a lasting memory. We invite you to come and see us today, a family tradition. B. Alston's Jewelers.
You'll find us at the Gardens on El Paseo in Palm Desert.
Honey, what are we going to do with all this extra stuff around here?
Well, you could go to City Hall and get a permit, make some big signs, haul everything out front before sunup, forget about golf, and have yourself a garage sale.
A garage sale?
Now, there'll be strangers trampling all over the lawn and garden.
My lawn, the garden, my golf?
Or you can donate it all to Angel View.
Hey, Angel View. Yes, Angel View.
Of course. Angel View will sell our gently used items and use the proceeds to fund programs to assist physically and mentally challenged young people throughout San Bernardino and Riverside counties.
Angel View, right. I'm glad I thought of that.
Yes, dear.
There's an Angel View resale store near you, ready to accept your donated items 7 days a week. For the location nearest you, or to arrange for the pickup of larger items, call 866-670-8666, because we can all use an angel in our lives once in a while.
It's always an adventure traveling with Francoise. Now back to the show and your host, Francoise, on Money Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. Hi, I'm Francoise Rhodes, your host. And as you could tell, I was pretty excited when we came onto the air. And just a combination of everything. I'm not sure why. Maybe because first time I've ever had a live animal on the show. I'm not sure, but here we are. I'm coming to you live from Big Bear Lake, California. I'm staying at the Lagunita Lodge right here on the lake. We're on the South Shore. Beautiful accommodations here. They have a area, a marina for you to launch your boat from here if that's what you are so inclined to do. But there's a lot more in Big Bear Lake than just being on the lake. I spent Friday afternoon golfing over at Bear Mountain Golf Course. I had a fabulous time. It's at 9 holes. You pay twice, play twice. And I very much enjoyed the scenery, beautiful scenery, only a couple elevated tees. I actually played pretty well. There was one stretch where I had par, birdie, par, par. We won't talk about the rest. But that one stretch right there was very fun. And what I liked about it, when you think, all right, 9 holes, is this going to take me forever? We think that. Golfers, be honest, you think that. You say, how long is it going to take me? They do such a great job in keeping everyone going. We did not have to wait one time. We ended up playing 18 holes because we were moving along so well, and they were packed on Friday, packed. And that's where I met several people from the Coachella Valley golfers that were up there playing. And that is Bear Mountain Golf Course. It is the only golf course up here in Big Bear Lake. And they do, like I say, a great job of getting you through and playing and everyone having a good time. I've noticed that is the theme in Big Bear. They want you to have a good time. They don't take tourists for granted. They really don't. Everyone has been so pleasant and so friendly. It's very, very nice. From the moment I checked into the lodge here, big smile on everyone's face. They had no idea that I was here to do a radio show. They really didn't, and I like that. They just treat me as they would treat any guest that walks through the doors. The golf course, same thing. Very casual, very laid back, but lots of fun. And I encourage you, if you are a golfer, bring the clubs because you do want to play Bear Mountain Golf Course. There's a little bit of water on the course, not much. You do have one elevated tee, but you are playing among the pine trees. There's pine trees everywhere. We are in the mountains here at Big Bear Lake. So all the fairways are surrounded by pine trees. There's some beautiful cabins to look at, but they don't really come into play unless you hit that errant shot. So again, I want you, for the golfers out there, check it out, Bear Mountain Golf Course. You can go to their website, bigbearmountainresorts.com, and book your tee times. A couple weeks in advance is what they say if you want. You can walk, take a cart, however you want to do it, but lots and lots of fun. We have golf here in Big Bear. We also have the Big Bear Alpine Zoo. We have the zoo. There's shopping at the village. Yes, beautiful area of the village. Lots of shops. There's the fine dining. There's the lake. There's also a helicopter ride, which we hopefully will have someone on from the helicopter company that I took a ride yesterday. It was a lot of fun. It was Helicopter Big Bear is what it's called. I was a little nervous because of a helicopter experience I had in Alaska. I could have stayed up there with Adam for an hour. It was such a pleasant, enjoyable ride. The helicopters, they have a lot of programs here for kids as well in Big Bear. So if you have the family, you're bringing up the family to spend some time. Certainly the kids will have a blast. And what you'll find is, guess what? Your kids will want to be outside. Yeah, they're going to put down the computers. They're going to put down the iPads. They're going to put the phone down. And they're going to want to go outside. They also have the observatory, which I'm looking at. I'm sitting here at Lagunita Lodge. I'm up in their conference room, which could be a wedding room or whatever you want to use it for. They have a Big Bear Solar Observatory, and that is right across from me. I can see it, and this exploits the excellent climate conditions of Big Bear Lake to study the sun, the source of life on the Earth. So this is an observatory that studies the sun. Now, most of the time when we say observatory, we think of nighttime explorations that they're going through. But no, this is a white ball. It actually looks like a golf ball almost on a tee. And I think it is open to the public. I'm not sure about that. I thought someone told me that I could actually go to the observatory. I think it is open to the public, but you can't miss it right there on the lake when you're out cruising around. You will see the observatory. They also have the Big Bear Lake pirate ship that I was telling you about that is floating, that is out there, and fun for the entire family for tours. They give a lot of tours on the lake because the lake is the primary focus here, so there are a lot of tours on the lake and fishing, lots and lots of fishing that goes on here. In fact, a couple times a year, they have the $50,000 fishing tournament. and you come out here and get yourself a room here at the Lagunita Lodge and go out there and participate. Families come from all over, singles, you name it. If you just love to fish, wouldn't you like to catch that trout that's tagged with the $50,000? In fact, this year, no one won because there are several hundred thousand fish in the lake, I'm sure. 4 days after the event was over, an 11-year-old boy pulled up this fish. They pulled it up onto the boat, and they thought, well, something's different about it. And sure enough, it had a tag on it. He was 4 days too late, but they did give him a consolation prize and had a lot of fun with him and put his picture in the paper, and he was certainly one proud 11-year-old. So the fish actually exist. Yes, the fish does exist here in Big Bear Lake. Now, the lake is 22 miles of shoreline, and it has, yes, sadly, been receding because of the drought. There is a drought up here in Big Bear Lake. You still don't notice it too much because all the trees are looking green and lush. In fact, the umbrellas are out right now. We are getting some rain as I speak. So it is raining up here. Here's a news flash for you. Big Bear Lake, California, there is some rain, but no snow. We don't have to worry about snow. In fact, they're telling me that there probably will not be any snow in Big Bear until October is what they're hoping for. And that's when Big Bear Lake reverts to the ski town that really it's been famous for. People seem to know Big Bear Lake more for its skiing than it is a summer destination. But now the tide is changing. They have four seasons here in Big Bear. They have the spring, summer, fall, winter, all the seasons up here in Big Bear Lake. And they're finding now that Big Bear Lake, again, is a huge summer getaway for a lot of the Coachella Valley residents or people that live in the very hot climates. They just need to get out of that heat. And I certainly know that with this cooler weather, I've worn nothing but long pants and long sleeves because I'm a certified wimp now when it comes to cooler weather. But that's all right. I'll take it. It's beautiful. Big Bear Lake is ranging in elevation from 6,700 feet to 8,200 feet. So you are up here in the elevation. And they do ask you to be a little bit aware of that when you are coming to the mountains. If you have a problem with elevation, you ought to check with your doctor just to make sure that it is okay. On the golf course, they were telling me, we were talking about things that people might not think about, especially those that want to walk. They advise them not to walk their first time playing golf up here because of the elevation. They might not be used to it. Take a cart, acclimate yourself, and then if you're feeling okay, then walk. So keep that in mind when you do go any elevation that your body does have to acclimate. I did feel a little bit of pressure in my head at first because we are such a low-lying area in the desert, and then I was fine, but I did notice it, and I have been taking the stairs here at the Lagunita Lodge instead of the elevator only because I've been eating such delicious food. I've been eating out a lot of nice restaurants here, Pine Lakes, Lakefront, delicious. Peppercorn, delicious. Everything I've had, all such good food that I decided in order for me to combat this, I've been taking the stairs and going down by the lake. I'm steps away from the lake right here at the lodge. Very easy for you to go hang on the beach, put your kayak out there, go fishing, all just steps away. So perfect excuse for me to be out cheating a little bit on the diet, but certainly out there walking and having some fun. So 22 miles of shoreline, 8,200 feet is the peak at Big Bear. Big Bear City here, the community is at 7,000 feet. So you are right in that range there, 7,000 feet of elevation. Little, though, do a lot of us realize that Big Bear Lake has a history with a movie industry that dates back as far as the inception of filmmaking itself. Yes, they get a lot of film crews that come up here. The great pioneers of film, D.W. Griffin and Cecil B. DeMille. Cecil B. DeMille shot some of the most memorable films here in Big Bear Lake. For more than 80 years, filmmakers have continued to come to Big Bear Lake to shoot their films against the scenic backdrops. I'm looking at the list. 1949, Act of Violence. The list is 3 pages long of the films that have been shot up here. Broadway, Arizona, Bugbuster, Blue Wave, The Coach, Hill Street Blues, a lot of television shows have been shot up here. That means a lot of celebrities are hanging around. Sweet Valley High, Snow Dogs, Space Jam. I had a lot of movies I don't even know about, a lot of television shows. But it goes on and on, page after page after page of all the filming that continues to go on up here in Big Bear Lake. So you never know who you're going to run across. I'm sure there's a lot of celebrities that go wander around the town. No one even knows who they are. And that's the way they like it up here. Friendly, friendly people. Love the visitors. They welcome everyone. And again, Big Bear Mountain people that live in the mountain, they love their community as well. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about my helicopter experience. Yes, which I was a little nervous about, but we are going to talk about it and right here on the show and a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise on Money Radio 1200, coming to you live from Big Bear Lake, California at the Lagunita Lodge right on the lake. I'm looking at it as we speak. Stick around. We'll be right back.
NBC News Radio, I'm Stacey Bell. In an exclusive interview on NBC's Meet the Press this morning, President Obama says he will lay out a strategy to combat ISIS militants this week.
Because of American leadership, we have, I believe, a broad-based coalition internationally and regionally to be able to deal with the problem.
First, the president will meet with congressional leaders on Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, he will address the nation. The American doctor who became infected with Ebola while in Liberia continues his recovery at a Nebraska hospital. NBC's Sarah Dolliffe has an update.
He is not out of the woods yet. His wife and his oldest son met with him yesterday. They say he was weak, but he asked for something to eat. He had a little bit of chicken soup.
The seventh hurricane of the season has been downgraded. Norbert is now a tropical storm as it moves up the coast toward Southern California. High surf and flood advisories are in effect for the area. This is NBC News Radio.
Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first 24-hour prescription-strength nasal allergy spray available over-the-counter, has a few facts for allergy sufferers. Fact 1. Your symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact 2. Antihistamines target only one chemical response. And fact 3. Nasacort stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion. You've got the facts. Now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Wow, Geico's been saving people money for over 75 years.
75 years? Are you joking?
No, they've been around so long that the Dead Sea was still alive. Geico's been around so long that rainbows were still black and white. They've been around so long that kids rode the school horse to school.
I thought you said you weren't joking.
Well, I wasn't joking about the 75 years.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 70 years.
Question: do you buy or produce electricity? Buying it costs money. Producing it saves money. A lot of money. Hot Purple Energy is your solution. We help you turn sunlight into electricity to save money every day. With our industry-leading installations, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Hot Purple Energy. Solar evolved. And proud recipient of the SunPower Corporation's Intelligent Award of Excellence for the nation's highest quality residential solar design and installation.
Tired of your current employment? Looking for other ways and other opportunities? Five Star Financial Services offers people from all walks of life an uncommon opportunity. The chance to change careers and be in business for themselves, but not by themselves. Five Star Financial Services, excellent corporate support, powerful industry relationships, innovative training programs, and field mentoring, coupled with your ability to learn and your determination to win, can help you start a new future. Call Five Star Financial Services, 760-574-6806.
The new Wet n Wild Palm Springs brings you your
best summer ever!
Because now you can surf the desert on the all-new Flowrider. With cool stunts and big wipeouts. Fun to do, fun to watch. Flowrider. All new and only at Wet n Wild Palm Springs. Want action? Family fun? Or do you just want to chill out? It's all good. Because we have your
best summer ever!
Action-packed thrills with four awesome slides and three wild raft rides. And family fun? Yeah, kids can wear themselves out in our splash-tastic Kahuna Beach House. Whoa! Sometimes you just gotta relax, and you're covered with our soothing lazy river and massive 800-gallon wave pool, home of dive-in movies. Gather up the family and friends and get to the new Wet n Wild Palm Springs for your
best summer ever!
Yeah.
Ahead of the Mike Thompson RV Outlet Sale, clearance row is filled with the nation's top-selling brands. New and pre-owned motorhomes and fifth wheels, all at closeout prices. One-of-a-kind specials, discontinued models, red tag final markdowns. Access to over 65 brands without leaving the valley. Mike Thompson RV, where it's affordable to buy an RV. Only 4 short miles off the 10 freeway. Day Palm exit to I-111, turn right. 760-324-3651. Mike Thompson RV
Superstore. It's always an adventure traveling with Françoise. Now back to the show and your host, Françoise, on Money Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Françoise, coming to you live from Big Bear Lake, California. Oh, we have a little bit of stormy weather going on. The wind's blowing. It's raining pretty good now out there, but people are still out on the lake having a great time. Well, Dan McCurtin from the Big Bear Visitors Bureau, the fellow who actually set up this entire trip for me because he loves Big Bear. He's been working up here at the Visitors Bureau, I think, 14 years now. Dan is a fellow I played golf with the other day. Dan was going to be on the show today to talk a little bit more about everything happening in Big Bear, about how the village downtown has heated sidewalks, fire pits, LED lighting, all the events that are happening, Oktoberfest coming up, everything going on as of what's going to happen during the ski season, and how beautiful Big Bear Lake is, Big Bear area. However, I just received a text from Dan, which I want to share from you, because I did send him one saying, well, Dan, where are you? He said, sorry, we got stuck horseback riding in the rain. So Dan McKernan will not be joining us because he is on horseback somewhere in the pouring down rain. And he is with some riders, actually. There are several riders that are up here for the weekend. All of us are doing different things. I'm here obviously for Traveling with Françoise, but there's a writer here from Belgium, there's a writer here from Westways magazine, several different groups coming up here to talk about Big Bear to their audience. Lots of fun talking to them and hearing what they think about the area, and they're having a great time. I know the other writers, they went to tree climbing, which, yeah, I could kind of pass on the tree climbing. They actually did the Jeep adventure, and what makes it different here in Big Bear is not only do you go in a Jeep through the rugged mountain terrain, but they let you drive the Jeep. You actually are driving a Jeep following a lead Jeep. So several Jeepsters go out and they let you drive and get the feel of what it's like to be driving in the mountain rugged terrain. So that was a lot of fun, for they were having a blast doing that. And I knew they were all going horseback riding this morning. I couldn't go because I certainly want to be here and be on the air with you. And now they are stuck in the rain somewhere. I'm sure the horses will find their way back and they will be all soggy. But for more, any type of information you need about Big Bear, you need to go to the website bigbear.com. It's that simple, bigbear.com. And that will give you what the weather is, everything happening here in Big Bear. They will fill you in. And if you're looking for any specific restaurants or shops, all of that is on the website. Again, that's bigbear.com. Now, I went on a helicopter ride yesterday, and they told me that it was tricky because they didn't know if they had work this morning that they wouldn't be able to be here on the show. Obviously, they had some rides going out in the rain. They do it all the time. They all year long, the helicopter tours. It's called Helicopter Big Bear. It is the only helicopter sightseeing tour business here in Big Bear. I was very nervous because in Alaska, when I went on a helicopter tour, I made the mistake of telling the pilot that I get sick, airsick, if you hot rod it around. I really do. We were jammed into this helicopter. I was between two people. My eyes were closed almost the entire time because this pilot decided to hot rod up and down and around. It was, I don't even remember anything about the ride because I had my eyes closed, trying not to be sick so I wouldn't ruin it for everyone else. So I was very nervous when I saw that I was going on a helicopter tour here in Big Bear. I went over there and met the owner, Roy Harding, great guy. He flies a helicopter along with Adam Haydenyak, who was my captain on my helicopter tour. Both have been veterans in the helicopter world, been doing this a long time. They started this business up here. HelicopterBigBear.com is a website. They took me out to the helicopter. Adam and I talked for a few minutes. I was in the front seat. I had the headset on. I have some pictures on Facebook. We took off. I have to tell you, it was the most fun. It was so much fun. I loved every second of it. I could have stayed up in the air for an hour. We were up there 30 minutes. It was just phenomenal. The view, spectacular. The windows, there's so many windows in the helicopter. You're seeing everything. It was quiet with the headsets on. Just a wonderful, wonderful experience. Captain Adam, I took a picture of him. I did post a few on Facebook. No hot rodding. He says, we don't do that. That's not what this trip is about. This trip is about you going up and seeing Big Bear from up above. A valley, I don't know how high I was, but I was certainly high enough.
And I'm glad you didn't get sick and throw up.
I did. No, I did not. I felt terrific. Like, I could have kept going. I had so much fun. They have several different tours to choose from. They have longer tours. They have 30 minutes. They have 24. They have 15 minutes, 24 miles. They have 20 minutes, 33 miles. They really encourage you, if you've never done it before, to take the introductory, is what they call it, helicopter tour, the shortest one, and see if you like it. And then if you like it, go on a longer one. Because some people, that isn't their thing. They get very nervous. But he said a lot of kids and families, babies have been in the helicopters. It's
wow.
And they have such a good time. No hot rodding. It's all about you enjoying the scenery. Adam and Roy, they are both tour guides per se as well, because they're pointing out all these things to you when you're flying around over Big Bear. We went over the ski slopes. We went over the golf course. We went over the lake. And guess who just walked in? Well, we're going to sit you right down, Mr. Dan McKernan, who was stuck in the mountains horseback riding. I was telling everybody about that. But I want you to know, I want to end this. The helicopter ride, bigbear.com, helicopterbigbear.com, definitely is a must do. Don't miss it. I had a blast. And I'm not going to go to break. I'm going to keep right on going, because we do have another guest later on. But Dan McKernan from Visit Big Bear, how are you? Yeah, well, let me turn your mic on. I had the mic off over there. So there you are. So you were stuck in the mountains on the back of a horse.
But it was great.
It was great. Well, yeah. It's great. I was a little worried. Anyway, where did you guys go horseback riding?
We went up in Baldwin Lake area, and we went to the Pacific Crest Trail and took the Pacific Crest Trail out in the country. It was great.
Well, the morning started crystal clear. It was sunny and gorgeous, and just in the clouds sort of creeped in. Everybody was saying rain, and the rain is now here.
Yeah, we had a photo shoot earlier, and it was perfect lighting for us, perfect sky. Everything was great.
Well, I'm glad you made it back safely. I was wondering if you were still. I told everyone the horses will find their way back.
and they did. And I was more, I had to make sure everyone was dry, had the umbrellas for everyone. So I had a lot going on out there.
I'm sure you did, but you had a lot of fun. I've been telling everybody for the last 2 hours what a great time I've had up here in Big Bear. I've touched base on everything from the events coming up, Oktoberfest, of course, the lodging here, lots of different things that we have been talking about. I talked a little bit about the village, the heated sidewalks, the fire pits, the LED lighting, all the things that you have happened downtown. And I hear it was a $6 million, something like that, renovation downtown. In the village area?
Definitely, yeah. No, there was millions. I don't know exactly the exact amount, but we definitely put a lot of money into renovating that village. It looks great. What do you think?
I think it's spectacular. I was telling everyone I was here in 2009, and what a difference. The people are just as friendly as they always have been up here in Big Bear. But the village area looks fantastic. Everything looks so nice and still green and lush, and even though we're going out of summer into snow, I don't think we're going to have snow yet, are we?
Not yet.
Yeah. And then you guys shift gears to go full mode into the ski season.
That's right. Yes. We always hope to get open before Thanksgiving, or at least Thanksgiving weekend. And then it's all full throttle from there.
And that is your target time. Right? That's when usually the gods say the snow is supposed to start falling around. Not that it always does.
Well,
but yeah.
Even if it doesn't, we're the best at snowmaking. We're the best in the country at snowmaking. So our goal is, as long as the weather cooperates, whether the cold weather, whatnot, and we'll make it happen.
All right. And for our listeners out there, if they want to know everything that's happening in Big Bear, tell them what they can find on the bigbear.com site.
Well, bigbear.com is your number one source for anything and everything you need to know about Big Bear. We have everything from the dining, the lodging. You want to package up some activities with some lodging. You just want information, maps. Everything and anything is on bigbear.com.
Yeah, and I found out from one of our guests, Dr. Lemke, said you have 73 restaurants here in Big Bear.
73.
That's and from fine dining to casual to a few little fast food restaurants as well. You have it covered.
It looks like you went to the peppercorn too. Huh?
I have enough food here. We can have a party afterwards. There's a lot of food here. Did you have lunch?
I did not. No.
Well, there you go. We're gonna have some lunch.
Yeah.
And we actually have one more guest that will be joining us shortly, which is Julie Hastings. She is the owner of the Peppercorn Grill, where I had dinner last night. I had a lovely dinner last night. Outside last night.
How was it?
It was delicious. It's very warm. Is it still warm outside, even though it is raining? Or
it's it's not cold, so it's mellow.
Yeah, you have the rainwear gear on, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, BigBear.com is definitely the website to go to. That will be posted on Traveling with Francoise, so you won't miss it there. So, Dan, what would you like to tell our listeners? Maybe something that you don't think I covered, or there's something you wanted to point out, upcoming events?
Yeah,
we talked about Oktoberfest. I talked a little bit about that. So.
Yeah, well, did you give out the film festival tickets?
We are not doing any of that yet. Okay. We have a fabulous package from Lagunita Lodge here. I'm going to do some fun stuff during the week. All of it's going to be on the website. But we did not talk about the film festival, so why don't you cover us on that?
Yeah, okay. Well, the film festival covers wide genres of all different films. They screen hundreds upon hundreds of different filmmakers from all around the world. And then we narrowed it down to about 100 of shorts and feature films. And it's a great opportunity to come up and see what these creative art folks are making it out in the world, documentaries, feature films, everything. So it's great. And then you get to, if you're into filmmaking, there's opportunities to do some panels, some classes, that kind of thing. So,
well, and that's happening September 19th through 21st. You can go to the website, BigBearFilmFestival.com. You know the Coachella Valley. We love a film festival.
That's right.
And I was talking about the pages and pages of television production, movies. And this is the prime location for making films. And we had Cowboy the Owl. You missed Cowboy the Owl was in earlier.
Okay.
Yeah, he wasn't really happy with me for some reason. I don't know. But he was just beautiful. If you're a filmmaker, I would say just go to the Alpine Zoo, the Big Bear Alpine Zoo. It's phenomenal what they have there. Just there, you will not run out of places to film here in Big Bear. But the festival, again, it's the Big Bear Lake International Film Festival. That is September 19th through 21st. I'm going to be giving those tickets away during the week. You're going to have to go to the website, Traveling with Francoise, to see how you can win tickets to the Big Bear International Film Festival. It's the 15th anniversary. There are 15 years. All right. And so it just keeps getting bigger and bigger every year. Again, the website is BigBearFilmFestival.com. On that note, Dan McKernan, we're going to have to step aside for a break. We can have a little bit of munchies here. We can eat some of this great food. And then when we come back, Julie Hastings, she is from the Peppercorn Grill. She'll be joining us to tell you more how you can just keep dining away up here and having a fabulous, fabulous time. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Big Bear Lake, California. Lagunita Lodge, fabulous. It is raining, a beautiful rain out there. I'm loving every minute of it. All right here on Money Radio 1200. We'll be right back.
A star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
Need an affordable and luxurious town car, limousine, or coach? Call Classy Transportation. Looking for airport service, outlet and festival shuttles, celebrity home tours, and more? Then call Classy Transportation. With 17 years of transportation experience, local owners and operators, Robin and Kevin Burns want you to have fun the classy way. For more information or to reserve your ride, call 760-325-5900 or visit us on the web at classywithanitransportation.com.
If you want to know what's going on in the desert, all you have to do is pick up a copy of The Desert Entertainer, available for free at over 800 locations. From live entertainment, attractions, dining, golf, and gaming, you'll find it all in The Desert Entertainer, with great features on everything from desert nightlife to a complete calendar of events. There's even discount coupon offers and more, all inside The Desert Entertainer. So if you want to know what's going on, just look inside The Desert Entertainer, your weekly guide to fun.
Don't wait until after the crime to think about home security. Help protect your family, home, or business by calling Command One Security today. Family owned and operated and serving the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security. Call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052 or on the web at commandone.com.
It's always an adventure traveling with Françoise. Now back to the show and your host, Françoise, on Money Radio.
Go ahead,
Brian.
The show? Yeah. All right. I'm ready. Welcome back to Traveling with Françoise, folks. As we're winding down my trip here to Big Bear Lake, California, it's been such a blast. Now, for all the destinations, everything I've talked about on the show, go to the website Traveling with Françoise. Once I get that page posted, all the links will be on there. You can go straight to their site, and the helicopter, the fine dive food was delicious right here, Lagunita Lodge, bigbear.com. I always go to their site as well and check it out because they have weather and all sorts of things on there for you. But joining us now, you cannot go wrong with some delicious food, and it's Julie Hastings with the Peppercorn Grill. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Now, you are located right there in the village.
In the heart of the village, just one block south of Big Bear Boulevard in the village.
And you are one happening place.
Yes,
because
we are.
You were just packed last night, indoor and outdoor.
Yes.
Beautiful weather.
Beautiful weather.
And beautiful.
And the heated patio helps.
Yeah,
it keeps people outdoors all night.
I will admit, I had them put the heater on for me because coming from the desert, just
exactly.
A little bit of chill and I'm cold. But now, Julie, how long has the Peppercorn Grill been down there downtown?
We will be celebrating 11 years in December.
Oh, all right.
And have an unusual story. My husband's a builder. We owned the property. He had someone approach him with a set of plans. Proposed this set of plans in a restaurant. Would you build me this restaurant? 10 years lease option. He did that. So that restaurant was built for this man, designed to the T for him. And I had nothing to do with it. I was home raising three children.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a mandatory fire evacuation. We were all gone for what, Dan? 2 weeks? It was a long time. Came home. There was a key in the mailbox, and it was to this restaurant. Which was then called the Venice, and opened the door, and the building had been ransacked, and he had stolen everything. We paid for everything.
Aww.
Because it was a 10-year lease option. The only thing he left was like a 10,000-pound brick pizza oven that he couldn't get in the U-Haul, and the walk-in and the dishwasher. So quickly, my husband said, release it, or should we try to open it? I have zero restaurant experience, but I've always been up for a challenge. And I said, you know what? I think I know what Big Bear needs. I grew up here my mm-hmm. whole life. I'm third generation. And so we were open within 2 months. New menu, redecorated, new staff. And we only planned on maybe keeping it a year or so, get it up and running, get our money back and sell. And it went so fantastic that here I am today.
And how many years later?
Almost 11 years.
Well, you do a great job, and it starts with the front desk. When you walk in, your staff there is they're very pleasant, very nice, very accommodating. They right away are, and I noticed I came in, and they gave me the choice inside, outside. Even as busy as you were, they kept the momentum going. They even told a couple that came in right next to me, they did not have reservations, and they explained to them, We're pretty slammed tonight. However, if you just go walk around for half an hour and you come back, we're going to have a table for
right.
you. And that couple, they were just, really? Really? And they were mm-hmm. so thrilled. And they went, and half an hour later, they were back and they were eating. I had a delicious dinner. I had your lobster ravioli.
Oh, my favorite.
That was delicious. Well, you had many things. You had many specials going on. And I was torn because I can't eat everything.
It's a big menu, isn't it?
It's a delicious menu. And you have wine. You have full service bar there as mm-hmm. well.
Yes.
You have the indoor-outdoor seating.
Known for our jumbo martinis. Those things fly. Once somebody sees one go by early, that's it, all night long. Jumbo martinis.
You have delicious yes. calamari. I saw it. I didn't. I was getting fried. A wonderful salad and some garlic bread, and it just delicious, delicious food, and the lobster ravioli. Also, the creme brulee at the end. I was more than full. I had to take a couple raviolis. I ate them this morning. Yeah, and I'm going to have to admit, I saved them. I ate them this morning. They were so good. So tell us, but explain to my listeners about your menu. What do you serve there at the Peppercorn Grill?
Well, we just call ourselves California Cuisine. Somehow we have gotten the reputation that we're Italian. Every time I hear a customer say, oh, that Italian place, our favorite Italian place. I don't think anymore it's because it used to be. We have a very large selection of Italian dishes, including the pizza, brick oven pizzas, and a huge selection of pasta dishes. But we have just as many selections of certified and prime Angus beef steaks. A large selection of chicken, seafood. We have wild-caught salmon from Alaska, wild-caught halibut, best you can find anywhere. Most people, once they find it, they say they can only come to Big Bear for it. We have pork. We have lamb. We have, did I say chicken? There's the only thing we don't have that I could really say would be Mexican food.
Well, I don't think you need it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's no more room for anything else. It's pretty versatile. There's something for every palate, I believe.
Definitely, because I was looking at all the dishes that were going around beside me as I was sitting there, and everything looked delicious. Now, obviously, you take reservations.
If we take reservations. You can take them online as well.
Mm-hmm.
As an added convenience, 24/7, you can make a reservation on our website, which is www.peppercorngrill.com. Don't forget the e.com.
Yes.
And those are 24/7 reservations you can make online to make it much easier, or you can call in for that as well.
All right. Dan, what would you like to, you have something. What would you like to say? Just shout it out. Yeah, they can hear you. Oh, okay. So Dan McKernan, who's sitting here testing. Actually, Julie, thank you for bringing all this food, and you brought in food. Dr. Lemke brought in food. I am just overjoyed with all the smells are fabulous. I have not got to the food yet you brought in, because she Dan will. Here has already opened
Dan's
it. He's eating it. McKernan from the CBB,
yes.
And he is saying you have the most consistent food here up in the mountain,
we
11
do.
Years. And I have to, you must love the business. It's just one of those
it's
things
addicting.
You fell into and
it
you love
addicting.
It. And everyone knows you. Everyone
yes.
in town knows who
yes,
you are.
I grew up here. So, yes, everyone knows me. I can't make it too far from one table to the next all day long if I'm on the floor. But that's part of the small town feel that I just love, is you just know everyone.
And the website is peppercorngrill.com. Mm-hmm. The phone number is 909-866-5405. Mm-hmm. How far in advance do you take reservations to people that
up
are planning
to a
trip? Up to, oh, all right. That's
a
long time.
Yes.
Well, a lot of travelers, they do plan
yes.
way in advance.
Mm-hmm.
They
And it's very, very smart, too, because we are very, very tiny dining room, as Dan can attest. We are very limited on large party seating. And, you know, when people come to Big Bear, they're coming as family groups, and it's very difficult to seat those larger parties. We unfortunately send away a lot of large parties upset because they didn't call, but we seriously can book up months in advance for our large tables for like holiday times, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Labor Day.
4th of July.
Those tables are usually booked up months in advance.
And I have to laugh because I was driving, you're right there on the main drag where the village is, and everybody's looking for you. Parking right there in front of the restaurant, and nobody was pulling into the parking lot. You had five spots open. I just pulled in and parked. So don't be afraid to pull into the parking lot.
Yes, we have our own lot.
Because it's right there.
Yes.
And I thought that was funny because I saw people driving up and down. And
They're not used to their own lot.
So again, the Peppercorn Grill right there in the village, right here in Big Bear Lake at the village downtown. Walking, once you step out of the doors, have your wonderful dinner. You can walk up and down the village mm-hmm. sidewalks there. Beautiful. Take
All
a stroll
shopping.
Before or after. Go shopping. Mm-hmm. Wonderful food. Congratulations on your success.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate you having me on today. And Dan keeps trying to shove this crab cake at you.
I know. You know why? Because he wants to finish it. Here, I'm moving it over here, Dan. No, I see. He wants to finish it, Julie. That's the problem. And he knows it. If I don't eat soon, there will not be any left. I know what's coming. I can feel it right now. Julie Hastings, Peppercorn Grill. Don't miss it when you're up here in Big Bear. Definitely all the information. We'll be on Traveling with Francoise. Make those reservations early. Remember,
yes.
there is parking right there in
yes.
front. Don't miss it.
Yes.
And delicious, a very broad, extensive menu. Good job and congratulations
thank you.
Thank to your
you
success.
So much. Thank
I
you
hope
so
you're
much.
There another 27
and
more years.
And we hope to see you again soon.
I hope to be back. It was too long in between, I've decided. 2009 to 2014, mm-hmm. way too long,
yeah,
Dan McKernan.
Know.
Are you hearing that? Yeah. All right. Thank you again.
Thank you.
That's about it. I have to tell you, I've been on a helicopter. I've been to the zoo. I have played golf. I've driven around. I've had delicious dining experience here in Big Bear. I've been down on the beach. I've walked the beach. I've walked the streets. I haven't picked up the pine cones yet for Valley and I. I still need to do that. Big Bear Lake, California is a fabulous place. I encourage everyone to come up here. Stay at the Lagunita Inn or wherever you choose to stay, but this is a beautiful property. It is raining. It is raining. It's okay, though. We need some rain. It'll fill up the lake. I want to thank all of my guests, everyone for joining us. Go to the website. Next week, I have a special treat for you on KESQ. You're going to actually see part of my trip right up here in Big Bear Lake. So until next time, I am Francoise Rose coming to you live from Big Bear Lake, California. Have a great week. And remember, as always, it's never too late to get a life. See you next time.